Cliff Mason says he was just making his way back Monday morning to the hotel he works at in Delta when he saw the 100-foot-long Alaska Railroad passenger car flop onto its side.
I was coming back, and I'm pulling in, and I look over to my left, and I see something moving. I'm like, what the heck? And I look over, and I just happen to see it falling right over on the edge.
Yvonne Echohawk is co-owner of Kelly's Alaska Country Inn, and she says she parked the old double-decker rail car next door to the hotel several years ago, where it had sat undisturbed until Monday.
And they were huge gusting winds. There's trees down all over the place.
Echohawk bought the rail car from the Alaska Railroad after it was put out of service in 2001. She says she'd planned to convert it into a coffee shop, and despite Monday's mishap, she still does.
Well, we're going to pick it back up, get it real stable, and set it down on its permanent resting place.
National Weather Service climate specialist Rick Toman confirms it was indeed a blustery day in that part of the interior.
Many reports from Delta South along the Delta River there, 70 to 80 mile an hour wind gusts, a very strong Chinook.
Meanwhile, crews with Golden Valley Electric Association are still working in the area today to restore electricity in neighborhoods where it had been knocked out by trees blown over onto power lines.
We had a crew working in Delta throughout the weekend, and again today we have a Fairbanks crew helping our line person down there.
Golden Valley spokeswoman Corrine Bradish says crews also were repairing lines around Healy over the weekend. She says they'll continue to work in the outlying areas as long as necessary.
We'll just continue doing this to get power restored until these winds die down.
Toman says they may get a breather for a day or two, but he says another Chinook is on the way.
We are not done with this. We are stuck in this very mild southerly flow aloft pattern, and it looks likely we'll have another round of strong Chinook winds through the Alaska Range passes coming up later this week.
Toman says the weather system raised temperatures into the 40s in Delta on Monday. He says the mercury climbed to 46 in Anchorage, 59 in Ketchikan, and 62 in Metlakatla. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.